Aren't you glad that God repents? Because he didn't. He said, I'm going to do my wrath. I'm mad at these guys. 40 years. But he repented and he forgave. And then he sent his son, Jesus Christ, into the world so that we have a place in heaven. The commentary in my Bible says this about worship. The psalmist speaks of worship as a reverent celebration. We express our devotion to God by singing his praises. By the way, y'all sounded good singing. Singing his praises, celebrating his goodness with shouts of joy. We used to be shouting Methodists and singing Methodists. We don't shout as much as we used to, but we should. With shouts of joy. Yet, we also kneel in humility and great reverence before the Creator, the ruler of the universe. The dual focus of celebration and reverence, keeping our worship from becoming either too restrained or too superficial, is your own experience of worship marked by both celebration and reverence. You know, we can worship anywhere, and we should. Anytime. You don't have to be in a building, although it's nice to come and join in a fellowship in a building and to encourage one another. And then Psalm 95, verse 9, talks a little bit about doubt. He said, for there your ancestors tried my patience, and they counted my wrath, though they had seen my many miracles. You ever see that little poster with footprints? The footprints in the sand, where there's, that's a neat thing. And somebody, well, how come there's only one set of footprints in there? Well, that's when Jesus was carrying us. When we see a footprint in the sand, do we doubt that somebody walked there? When we see a fingerprint on a window, do we ask whether or not a person was there? God's works and words are his footprints and his fingerprints, and they're all around us. The people of Israel saw God perform many miracles on their behalf, yet they doubted his love and power again and again and again. What has God done that only God could have done that you may have dismissed or even forgotten? That's something to think about, because God is there. He created us in his image for a purpose and a reason, and that's to have fellowship with him. And again, in fellowship with us.